Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. For today's top story, we are visiting the Maldives, a tropical paradise. But for some people, anyway. In February 2012, the wealthy holidaymakers may have missed the coup going on away from the perfect beaches and turquoise seas. It's Bugle number 182 with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, madness in the Maldives! And with all the attention that the Arab Spring got, Andy, and is now deliberately not getting, let's spare a thought for the Maldives. Now, you might ask, where the f*** are the Maldives? To which I would say, why don't you go buy a globe, cover it in Tabasco sauce, eat that globe, digest what's on it, and shit yourself out an answer. I'm sorry if that was a little blue, Andy. I was up very late last night being shouted at by old Asian ladies. The Maldives are a small island nation consisting of about 1,200 islands in the Indian Ocean. Capital city, Malay. Official language, Divehi. Currency, Maldivian Rufiah. Thank God the Wikipedia strike is over, Andy, or that would have been a significantly shorter sentence. And who is their president? Well, I'll tell you who it definitely isn't. It definitely isn't democratically elected president Mohamed Nasheed, because he stepped down from power this week, Andy, after looking a potential coup in the face and saying, no, thank you, not for me. Mohamed Nasheed is going to make like a tree and uproot himself from power so that his political career breaks down into mulch. I'm resigning is what I'm saying, people. What is wrong? Why don't you appreciate wordplay? This was never going to work out, Maldivians.
Yeah, Maldives, former holder of the world record for the largest communal scuba dive, which I believe remains the nation's greatest achievement, a tropical island paradise, unless you happen to actually come from there, in which case you probably don't have any money at all, and are used to living under autocratic regimes, and the vague sensation that your home will probably be underwater in a few years' time. But
different kind of paradise, yeah. Different kind.
And you can watch rich people from the West enjoying a tropical island paradise, so you get it vicariously, which is better than nothing, I think.
That was the extra unreleased verse to the Guns N' Roses' Paradise City, Andy. Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green, the girls are pretty, and the poverty line is absolutely devastating.
Nasheed claimed he was forced to resign at gunpoint. Of course, not the first leader who's resigned at gunpoint. Adolf Hitler being one, I guess. And he was a former political prisoner and refugee who took over from a corrupt autocratic predecessor who'd been in power for three decades. And magnanimously rose above having been held in solitary confinement, being tortured and forced to eat ground glass, which I'm guessing wasn't particularly elegantly prepared in a jail in the Maldives. I guess ground glass is one of those things like offal. You know, if you're going to eat it, John, you want to eat it somewhere really good. Yeah. Definitely not in jail. Yeah. Unless the Maldives Secret Service has hired Heston Blumenthal as a celebrity guest chef for the week.
He had, as you mentioned, he pledged to complete the Maldives' move towards full democracy, but faced huge opposition as his parliament was dominated by opposition supporters of the former president. And that is awkward, Andy. And when I say awkward, I mean dangerous and fundamentally doomed. He stepped down on Tuesday, as you say, saying that he was forced to resign at gunpoint by police and army officers in a move planned with the knowledge of his former vice president, who's now replaced him. And new President Hassan had denied these gunpoint claims, saying, yeah, it wasn't a gunpoint. No one ever pointed the gun at him. They just directed his attention to the gun and said that if he didn't resign immediately, the gun would be pointed at him and then fired at him and then carefully placed in his hand to indicate suicide.
The Maldives economy, of course, is based on tourism, which began in the early 1970s. And the ex-dictator who Nasheed took over from, and who is, could be set for a return to power, an emotional comeback like a nasty Elvis. Mormoon Abdul Gayoom, he's probably not quite as well dressed. He took power in 1978, and tourism boomed up towards the figure of 500,000 tourists per year today, which just shows, John, that tourists love dictators. Mm-hmm. We saw this with Tunisia as well when the revolution kicked off there, and the main concern, certainly in Britain, was whether British holidaymakers might be slightly inconvenienced by those annoying locals disrupting their holidays of a lifetime by fighting a life and death struggle for freedom. And the same has happened with the Maldives. Where shall we go this year, love? Oh, well, somewhere we can get away from it all, you know, from work, from stress, from family, and from democracy. I want to go somewhere where the local people are oppressed, otherwise it just won't feel any different from home.
Ex-President Nasheed will be missed. He seemed to be a fundamentally well-meaning man in a near-impossible job who was anxious to move towards a more moderate government. And he'll be remembered as a committed environmentalist. How committed? Well, try this for size. He once held an underwater cabinet meeting to highlight climate change. In an innovative move aimed at grabbing attention, he and his ministers were in full scuba gear as they met for about 30 minutes at a depth of 6 metres just north of the capital in 2009. Wow. Andy, he even signed a bill down there, presumably with an underwater pen. That is world-class leadership, Andy. These crazy Maldiviacs, or whatever they call themselves, don't know what they're giving up here. Because we're not just missing that, Andy. We're not just missing underwater meetings. We're missing what he could have done. How was he going to highlight the problems of nuclear proliferation? Having a 30-minute meeting inside a nuclear warhead before symbolically detonating it in a cloud of mushrooms? The guy could have been great fun to watch, Andy. Instead, now we're watching him desperately try to slip into Sri Lanka to prevent getting killed.
Because not entirely the first leader to hold cabinet meetings underwater. Margaret Thatcher famously used to begin all her cabinet meetings as British Prime Minister by shoving her ministers' heads into a toilet, flushing it and saying, "Who's in charge?" "I'm in charge. Now towel yourself down and say yes, miss."
Yeah, it just seemed so charming when Meryl Streep did it in that movie, though, Andy. It just didn't seem quite as bad.
The problems arose when Nasheed had a senior judge arrested who'd ordered the release of a government critic. The judge himself had been accused of corruption. But there was a big backlash against Nasheed for this. And I guess it shows, John, the eternal rule that when you're a democratically elected leader fighting against a legacy of institutionalised corruption and religious conservatism and trying to clean up the economic mess left by your predecessors and the general global economic climate, it's probably best not to arrest a judge, even if that judge is a real dick.
That was another Top Story. More from Top Stories imminently. Thank you for listening. The Bugle podcast is alive because of your, yes, your regular or one-off donations. Keep the show regular and one-off on a weekly basis at thebuglepodcast.com.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.